Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Happy Arbor Day early. It's what, the 25th this year?
Yep, that'll be next Friday.
All right. Yep. Was able to connect a few dots with Lisa, daughter Bailey, who played sports for Mount Marty, and I do some announcing there. So nice to make that connection. Sounds like she's doing well.
Yep, very well. Got a good education, and she's teaching and coaching and starting a family, so everything's going well for her.
Well, tell her Jeff says hello and miss watching her play.
I will tell her.
How long have you been the urban forest specialist, and how does someone land in that position?
Well, I've been with the city starting my 15th year, and I guess my background started, I grew up on a farm in between Tyndall and Tabor, and I was involved in 4-H, and I took a few FFA classes in my high school, and I had a really good high school instructor that kind of pushed me towards landscape horticulture, and then I went to Southeast Tech in Sioux Falls and got an associate's degree in horticulture. And then I started at actually Yankton Nurseries in town here. Jay and Tracy Gurney were the first people who took me on, and I learned a lot from Jay. And then I went to Gurney Seed and Nursery, and I was on the landscaping department crew there till they closed their doors. And then I took a position at the Springfield Prison, and I was the horticulture instructor there for 14 years. And then I ended up here.
You got to have a garden, right?
I actually don't have a garden.
What? Do you have dirt under your fingernails right now?
I have lots of dirt under my fingernails. I actually don't have time to have a garden because I guess I'm chasing everybody around. And I enjoy garden, the produce, but I just don't probably have time.
When's the last time you planted a tree?
Planted a tree would have been, we planted in October. We will be planting one next Friday for Arbor Day, and that'll be the first one of the year that we'll be planting.
And you do that every year? That's a City of Yankton tradition?
Yeah, it's a requirement for the Tree City USA. It's our 42nd year for Yankton being a Tree City USA city, and that is one of the requirements is that we celebrate Arbor Day every year.
Arbor Day started in Nebraska, right?
Right, yep. Yeah. Nebraska City, yep.
All right, so this year, what will you be planting and where will you be planting it?
We will be planting a green spire linden, and I picked one of our smaller parks in Yankton. It's called Crockett Park, and maybe a lot of you aren't familiar with it. It's located on the corner of East 11th Street and Pennsylvania Street. We took a couple ash trees out last year with the emerald ash borer coming. We have been taking those down slowly and getting ready for that to hit our community. So I will be putting two new green spire lindens at the park.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite kind of tree?
My favorite tree would probably be the coffee tree. I just like the way it shapes. There's not a lot of pruning you have to do to them. And so that's probably one of my favorite trees.
One of my favorite places to walk in town, and there's so many places to walk around here, behind the high school, that trail up there with it has tree after tree after tree with all of the names.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's our city arboretum. We have about 94 different species up there, and we have everything labeled, and we will be adding some QR codes up there, so you'll be able to use your smartphone devices and maybe take you to some different websites to get you a few different pictures of the trees up there. So
what else do you do as an urban forest specialist for Yankton? You plant a tree on Arbor Day. What other kinds of things are in your job description?
Well, one of our biggest projects are the downtown flowers. I plan for those every January. I start to get my recipes for my pots. We do all the hanging baskets downtown. We have 52 of the hanging baskets on the poles, so those take a lot of time. And then all of the pots, I have 22 on Walnut Street we do, and 14 down 3rd Street. And then all over the parks, we have different planters that we add the annual color in every year.
I bet as the urban forest specialist, you'd like to see some rain pretty soon, wouldn't you?
Yes, we do need rain. I actually do think some of the trees, we might see a little bit of stress because of the drought we've been having the last couple of years. So if anybody, now's the time to start watering. The ground is unthawed. So everybody, if you planted a tree last fall or even a year ago, I would advise everybody to start watering.
Are you familiar with that old saying or proverb, whatever it is, best time to plant a tree?
A best time to plant a tree is yesterday.
Yeah. I think if I remember right, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The second best one is yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have another one here. It's a good day to plant a tree. And we just usually push that. Anytime you can plant one, plant one. Yep.
Anything else from Yankton Parks and Rec or City of Yankton, based on what you do, that you'd like to mention, that you'd like people to know about trees in Yankton?
Well, I guess we're trying to push is getting diversity out there. Even in your own yards, if you have an ash tree and you know that emerald ash borer will be hitting our area, the best time right now is to take that tree down if you're not going to treat it before it gets too dangerous. When the insect gets here, the trees are going to go pretty fast. So I'll get the word out to everybody that the city's been working really hard to get the ash population down, so when it does hit, we're prepared, and then we will start replanting. And we have started. It does take a lot of time watering. I have two summer help that come in, and all they do is water the downtown flowers and then water the trees that we've planted. And another thing I guess I want to talk about is we do have a tree planting reimbursement form that we've started about 3 years ago. For those of you that have lost an ash tree in the right-of-way, we do have a reimbursement program for you. We will offer 75% reimbursement up to $150, up to one or two trees. So, and that form you can find on the City of Yankton website.
That's great information. I bet a lot of people had no idea.
Right, and that's another thing. We need to get this word out there. We do have it on our website, but exactly. I mean, if you need any more information, we have a really good website on the City of Yankton, Parks and Rec, and then go to the Urban Forestry tab.
Pleasure to meet you, and thanks for doing what you do for the City of Yankton and sharing with us as Arbor Day is approaching.
And thank you for having me.